most.
Get behind me, Satan.
Leave me alone. I'm walking with Jesus, so keep moving on. I've been running for heaven. My eternal home. Get behind me, Satan, and leave me alone.
Amen. You're full of illusions.
You're full of lies.
And I won't fall victim of compromise. I'm running for heaven.
I plan to be.
I'm living for Jesus.
So get behind me.
Behind me, Satan, leave me alone.
I'm walking with Jesus, so keep moving on. I want to make heaven my eternal home. Get behind me, Satan, and leave me
pictures
that are not true,
and I've read my scriptures, Satan.
I'm rebuking you.
I've been forgiven.
No more am I blind.
So you go your way, Satan,
and I will go mine.
I said,
keep behind me, Satan. Leave me alone. I'm walking with Jesus, so keep moving on. I'm gonna make heaven my eternal home. Get behind me, Satan, and leave me alone.
You paint pretty pictures that are not even true. And I've read my scriptures, Satan. Now I'm rebuking you because I've been forgiven. No more am I blind.
Amen.
So you can go your way, Satan, and I will go mine. I said,
keep behind me, Satan. Leave me alone. I'm walking with Jesus, so keep moving on. I'm gonna make heaven my eternal home. Get behind me, Satan, and leave me alone.
Stuff, ain't it? Praise the Lord. You know, I said this morning, I didn't know, wonder if Paul's knee was swinging. I don't know about Paul's, but Calvin's does. Praise the Lord. That's all right, brother. Amen. Glory. Does anyone else have anything on your heart?
All right. If you want to turn back to Mark chapter 4. Well, there's one good thing tonight. Unless it's the greatest miracle that you've ever seen, I am not up to preaching like I did this morning. That one about got me. Yeah, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I even about lost my voice. But ain't God good? Amen. Amen. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I felt Him so strong this morning, I thought I was going to leave here. Amen. Isn't that good to be able to feel the Spirit of the Lord? I'm so glad to be in a church where I have freedom to preach. I tell you what, I have so free this morning. And for a preacher, you don't know what a blessing that is. I've been in places it's like turning around preaching up against glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for the freedom of the Spirit of the Lord. If you would stand with me. Mark 4, verse 23. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing. We thank you, Father, for being with us and filling you in our service this morning. Lord, and I'm so thankful for the Word of God. And Lord, I pray that you'd touch the old preacher boy again. I need you this evening. And Lord, I pray for your illumination of my mind. I pray, God, for the anointing. I pray you'd touch my throat and my mouth. Lord, help me not to say anything that's untrue. God, just pray for your anointing. Not only the preaching and the anointed in the preaching, I pray for the anointing in the hearing. And God, that you'd bless this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Did you listen to the singing different tonight? We did, didn't we? It's something a little different. I was listening for the Holy Spirit. How about you? I was listening to the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, I like it when he says amen to you, don't you? Praise the Lord. Thinking on these lines, and I looked at this passage here a little bit more this evening, and thinking on this when he said, Jesus said here that, in verse 23, to have ears. But he said in 24, take heed what you hear. Or to consider and understand what you hear. Take heed a little more. Be careful with it a little more. When you're hearing it, take special pains that you understand what's being said. And I thought on this and looked at it a little bit. Then it goes on down and it says, what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you. And this is kind of like the way you judge, you're going to be judged. The way you forgive, and you're going to be forgiven. And he's saying here that the way that we respond to what we hear is the same way God's going to respond to us. Never had noticed that. I never had really sunk into that. And the way I listen to God when the Holy Spirit is moving, whether it's through the Bible, whether it's through the preached word, whether it's through the singing, or whichever way, the way I respond and the way that I handle what I am hearing from God is the way He's going to respond to me. Woo, boy, I'm going to tell you, that's some heavy stuff right there. And if we put a deaf ear to the Word of God and we put a deaf ear to the Holy Spirit, He's liable to put a deaf ear to us. Jesus said, the Bible said in the Old Testament that He would laugh at our calamities. But I want to go to point three, and if I don't get on with it, I'll not get through them. In verse 3, and the third one is, but he that hath ear, let him hear when we read and hear God's word. When we listen and we open our eyes, open our ears for the Holy Spirit to speak to us. See, I'm convinced, and I was just in a conversation this past week, and there's a guy who knows a whole lot more about the Bible than I do. We were talking about it, and he's really into going back to the original and going to the Hebrew and the Greek. He questions the King James Version. He questions Paul's writings. I said, brother, you're talking to the wrong one if you're questioning the Word of God. You're barking up a wrong tree, meaning you're not going to hit it off. It was not in an ugly fashion, no way, shape, or form. I don't mean that, but I just told him, I said, you're barking up the wrong tree because I believe every bit of it. I think it's infallible, inerrant. I think it's God's breathed word through the Holy Spirit that breathed on the godly men, and they wrote it down, and I think it's right straight from God. And if I didn't believe Paul's writings, I wouldn't believe John 3:16. I think I believe it from where I think I said the other day. I believe every bit of it. I even believe the maps that's in it. I believe God's word. And if I'm going to err, it's going to be that way, Brother Richard. And but thinking about reading his word and studying his word. Somebody got on Mike Pence here not too long ago, said because he said Jesus spoke to him. Well, all you got to do, every time you pick up the Bible, God speaks to you. That's his word. That's his breathed word. That's the word of God. When the Bible tells you something, God's talking to us. And I'm afraid that sometimes that when we grab it up and we read to it, we want to read so many verses and so many words and so many chapters. And I tell you, it's the quality of it, not the quantity. It's what we get out of it. It's what we allow God to speak to us through it. In Luke 8:15, the Bible says, "But on the good ground are they which is an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." Of course, this is the parable of the sower. Some seed fell on stony ground. This is talking about when it fell on the good ground. The Bible says, having heard the word. And then the next two words is keep it. Boy, there's a big difference. And the hard word is the word that's here that in the translation also means understanding it. Puts it to practice. And he's saying, not only do you hear what's going on, you carry on through with it. And you understand what God's saying. And when we read the word of God, see, I believe the Holy Spirit inspired the word of God. And I believe the Holy Spirit lives within me. And when I get the Bible down, that's so often, I've got the Bible down in a passage I didn't understand, a passage just had my mind, and I read 10 commentaries, and I got 12 different answers. Amen. Well, some of them, they just take the middle road, and they'll give you both sides and go on with it. But I think if the Holy Spirit lives within inside of me, and the Holy Spirit moves upon godly men, and they wrote the word of God, well, the same Spirit lives in me that lived in them, and is in them. Also, I tell you what, I ought to be able to him to reveal to me what the word is saying.
Amen.
And when we allow him to move in our lives, see, we're hearing what the Spirit says to the churches through the word of God. Well, I like the preached word. I like to hear a good part of preaching. Ask God when he called me to preach. That's the way I wanted to preach. I said, Lord, if you're going to call me to preach, I want to be anointed and I want it to be evident. I think he answered my prayer. And I appreciate it. That's the way of kind of preaching I like. But it ain't the preached word. I mean, it ain't the preaching that does it. It's the word that does it. It's right there is where it is. And the things that I'm hardcore on, the things I'm dogmatic about, the things I've got settled in my mind didn't come from some preacher that I heard. It come with my study with me and God and the Holy Scriptures, and God nailed it down in my heart. And I tell you, I'm convinced at what God's word says when he does that. See, we got to listen with our hearts and not just our ears only. We got to allow God to get into to our heart. If you notice in that passage, it said that with an honest and good heart. There's where it is. Truthful and in a good heart. We're honest about it and we allow God to move. Minister and touch in our hearts, and it's not just the reading, it's not just something, but we're concerned and we're going to the source to get information.
Romans 10:17 says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the message, not the messenger. Hearing the message. The message is God's word. It's God's word that'll increase your faith. It's God's word that'll make you a stronger Christian. It's God's word that'll get you off of the milk and put you on the meat. Not Brother Tim, but God's word. Boy, and I tell you, when we dabble in this thing and we get down and we get serious about it and we pray, God will change your life. God will change your mind. God will change your attitude. I've had to change my mind on passage of Scripture. And boy, I said it, what it meant. Then get digging and get to, and I say, boy, I was way off. Give me a cough drop. When it's gone, I might quit. It might be a button, Brother Gary. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, the Bible says, for this cause also we thank God, or also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye receive the word of God, which you heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. It's not man's words. It's God's words. I think we forget that sometimes. I think it, well, we think it and we say it, but it's God's word. It's his holy word. And the world don't like it. See, the Spirit speaks through the word. Are we asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us through the word of God? When we go in our closet time, our devotion time, it ought not start before we say it. Lord, God to move and minister through his word in our hearts and minds. In the book of Nehemiah, I won't read it for time's sake, but in the book of Nehemiah, you remember we went through it a few years ago, and after they got the wall built, Ezra got the Bible out. Built a platform and he stood up above all the people. When he started reading, the people stood up. In that time, while he was reading, they ran across in the scripture where they were supposed to be keeping the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, where they go out and they build the tabernacle, little booths, and they stay in them in remembrance. God being with them during the 40 years in the wilderness. He just stood up and read it. The word of God moved on them so strong. They started right then, and they prayed, and they went, and then they built their booths, and they did it. They obeyed God's word. They followed what the Spirit of God moved upon when the word was read. In verse 8, the Bible says, so they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, clear and plain, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. Wow. There's where I want to be. Caused to understand the reading. And not only that, see, and then in James 1:22 says, but be ye not hearers of the word,
They said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. The book of Nehemiah, when they heard, they did it. When we allow God to move and we allow the Spirit to speak to us through the word, then we'll act when we hear God's word. When we hear with spiritual ears, it leads to action. Then I'll get to the fourth one. He that hath an ear, let him hear. When we read and hear God's word, and when we preach and hear preaching. 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, for after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The foolishness, and the Bible said that the preaching of the cross was stumbling block to the Jews, but foolishness to the Greeks. He said it might be foolishness to them, but he decided to use the preached word of God to get the gospel spread to save souls. Boy, ain't you glad of that? I thank God for the preached word. I've said it early, I've said it a lot. I love good preaching. I like singing. I like all the stuff to do at church, but boy, there's no replacement. There's no replacement for that. This is what God used, and God used it. And I tell you, and as we said this morning, we pray that the preacher's anointed. We pray that God gives him power. We pray that God will move through his preaching. But I think more than that, we ought to be praying about it here. Amen? I tell you, the Lord spoke to me, and he said it this morning. He said it. Tell you what, the Holy Ghost is all over that song, Calvin. Get behind me, Satan. I tell you what, he's got his hands all over that. Glory, hallelujah. That's authority and that's power. That's what the Word of God says, and we've got authority over the devil. Amen. Through the name of Jesus Christ. So often we just let it run over us and run around. Get behind Jesus. Give us example. Said, get thee hence, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. And in Jesus' name, if I'm living like I ought to be, I've got just as much authority. And I say, get out of here, you slew foot. Get out of my face and out of my life. And he's got to go. Woo! Glory.
be quick. Ephesians, or Acts chapter 2, verse 6. Bible said, now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. This, of course, on the day of Pentecost. Verse 8, and how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. Do you notice the emphasis placed on the hearing? I've never seen this before. I've always been caught up about the speaking, Brother Richard. I've always been caught up about the preaching, Brother Jim. The message that I want, other than Jesus, the message I want to hear is Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. Let the emphasis on the hearing. He said, we heard. And they wasn't confounded about the speaking. They was confounded about being able to hear it. Woo! What's that saying? God's interested in our hearing. God's interested in us getting our minds ready and getting our hearts ready and being able to hear when the preached word comes, that our ears are open, our we are attentive, and God's able to speak to us. Amen. See, this biggest miracle there is a big miracle, may have been the hearing. The Holy Spirit moving upon the hearing. Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Bible says, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He maketh mine ear to hear as the learned. Maketh me to hear as the learned. Wakeneth mine ear. I tell you, sometimes we need our ears woke up. Amen. That's what the Bible says, that we need our ears woke up. Woke up, wake up, and hear what's being said. It's important what's coming on. This could be said like to prepare one to receive instruction. Waking up your ear. Getting you ready. Something important's coming down the pike. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. It's the spiritual man. I'm just about finished. Back years ago, Rhonda and I hadn't been in church long. And man, it was my pastor when I was a little boy, Gordon Stacy. One of my favorite preachers of all time. That man could preach the word with the power of God. Thank you.
When we allow the Spirit, if we got Spirit-filled listening, the Spirit will help us understand what the preacher says. The Spirit will tell us what the preacher is not saying. And the Spirit may remind us of another truth relating to that. And how many times? I see it happen to Jay all the time. I can tell when he gets on something. The Spirit may use for another message or another lesson. How many times you ever been hearing a preaching or a song and it gives you something? I think the song Brother Calvin sung tonight is when I preached on spiritual warfare. You wrote it, didn't you? The Spirit also will help us apply the message to our lives. That's what I like about it. And when we are listening, see, if we're not listening, we may miss the boat. The Holy Spirit may say, right out of my preaching sometimes, you need to do this, or you need to do not that I say it, the Holy Spirit says it. And if we're tied up in other stuff, we'll miss it. It may be that He's speaking to us tonight. It may be that He's speaking to you about a situation in your life, a situation in your family, a situation that you're going through. It may be a sin issue. Whatever it is, see, it's important that we're obedient to the Spirit of God. That we're listening. That we allow. See, God loves us so much. He loves us. You need to come tonight. Step out and come. If the Holy Spirit has dealt with you or spoke to you, will you come?